Hello out there. Greetings and salutations to all you avid drummers out there. Very, very good to be here. Jeff Indyke, of course. Thank you very much, all right, for loading this up, so to speak. Particular special thanks, all right, to Mark Edwards for helping Danny Britt to actually figure out the downloading time improvement so you guys, all right, can actually get these things real quick. And of course, all right, Danny Britt for figuring out how to do it, because if it wasn't for him, we certainly wouldn't be up here, right, doing this. And, well, time to go to work. Now, if you guys, all right, have been catching these segments, you'll know, all right, that this segment is basically built off of my first and most formidable contribution, all right, to Classic Drummer. Special thanks to Billy, all right, for having me and Danny up there as well. And I'm basically, all right, going to now talk a little bit about idea number 6 and some feelings, all right, from that particular article. The Classic Drummer article, which I'm referring to, was actually published, all right, between October, November, and December of 2005. If you don't have a copy, definitely get hold of that so that you can see the music, all right, that I'm working off of, because I'm working exclusively off of that. And time to go to work. Call me if you guys, all right, have any comments, all right, on these ideas. And tell all your friends, all right, about this, because it's a new kind of thing we're doing up here. And again, cool to be here. Here I go. And the thing that's really, really cool about idea number 6 is idea number 6, originally, when I put it together, was reminded me more, right, of a Buddy Rich sort of a motif in that particular sense, in the way, right, that it's set up. And I may even talk a little bit about that during today's storm. Now, the way, right, that the feeling happens, and I'm going to just play on this more. Notice, all right, I actually start with the theme and gave you guys, all right, more of just an introduction about it. But when you analyze, all right, the feeling of the way that it's written as eighth notes actually becomes one and a two and a three and a four. And so we're really more in 16th and 16th note triplet idiom. So in a rock type of a setting, if you set up right your rhythmical structure ahead of it, which I'm going to give you right now, so I'm going to actually set you guys up right with a three-measure rhythmical sequence in a rock idiom, and then I'm going to actually use the idea as a cut, picking the rhythms of my choice for the day. Here we go. I'm kind of battling, all right, the modern cold today. You notice, all right, I'm still kind of giving it, all right, that bop element. Now, I want to show you something that eventually, if you like, all right, that double sound that I talked about in the last seminar, we double up the zap, pop, B, four, and da. And it's kind of aggressive. notice it right again. Still a right kind of really bopping it up. And again, I got to excuse me right for my cold today. We had to be down here, though, nevertheless. Now, I want to show you how this idea, right, originally to me, it was a buddy idea. I'm also, too, going to dedicate this to my friend Mitch Regenbaker, who actually, right, made me collections of, right, of many, many of the Buddy Feels. Buddy used to take this idea. Now, first of all, right, I'm taking out of the, right, the triplet. What Buddy right there with the idea, sort of somewhat, was the right hand onto the top tom, or any top tom. Now, if we add right the triplet at the end, we have right our written idea. Phrase that a little bit differently. I like the doubling. Again, more of an improvisational type of feeling, right, I think, right, than anything. You'll also, too, notice, right, that doubling up. Like the space there. Interesting, and it's really a right, as Dom Famularo once said, the right, the space between the notes, the right, that gives what I just did there sort of its texture. That's really, really cool. I like the way I said that, even though, right, I can't talk. Yes, those doublings are really, really hip. Now, I want to lay you guys on to a last thought for today. For those of you, right, that have followed, right, my amazing developing in of ideas, all around town, you know, right, I like to reverse things. And so I'm going to actually give you the notion to take the idea and reverse it with the triplet going first and then putting in the other tones after. The different movements. Let me finish, all right, with what I just did there, with a little bit more of a livelier sense to it. And this will be a perfect conclusion to Pretty Hip Day. Interesting actual ending to that. I ended up, or I don't know if you guys were new, right? But there I actually ended up riding a 6-4 feel. Pretty good to be here. First off, right, I felt the right I accomplished the right really interesting improv today. Hope you guys are, I found it useful. Again, playing a little more off of the page. And you guys may notice, right, that each one of these segments is basically just built off of the one idea. And so there will actually be three more to go. Basically building off of 7, 8, 9, and hopefully that will be right next in order. Tell you guys, right, you can actually right check out everything right that's up here on Danny's site. You can go over to my page, go over to Danny's page. The site's amazing. We're rated right quite high according to Danny. I think we're in like the top 5. We're working on being number 1. There's a lot of really other good guys out there also too. And real cool to be here. So Jeff Indyke, you guys are right to call me if you have any questions or write about anything. 516-263-9782. Very cool to be up here again. And Danny, thank you so much, right, for having me as your frequent guest, so to speak. And look forward, right, to many, many more. And pardon the right the cold today, but the show does go on. As Alfred Hitchcock would say, good evening.